Chapter 30. Reboot? I hope we can do it before any of us kick the bucket. TV Line caused an internet firestorm in December 2017 when they posted a story with the headline, "The Office Revival Eyed at NBC for 2018-2019 Season." Sources confirmed to TV Line exclusively that the Peacock Network is eyeing a continuation of the beloved workplace comedy for the 2018-2019 season, read the article. The revival would once again be set at Dunder Mifflin's Scranton, PA branch, and feature a mix of new and old cast members. Steve Carell, who starred as the branch's regional manager Michael Scott for 7 of the comedy's 9 seasons, will not be involved in the new series. The search for a new RM/boss is said to be already underway. Well, the 2018-19 season came and went without a new edition of The Office. But that hasn't stopped new rumors from popping up online every few months. Cast and crew reactions to this possibility are all over the place.
Kate Flannery. I've heard many of those rumors, and I'm pro-reboot. That is my politics. I would love it and would totally be on board. I'm not banking on it, though. I'm not overspending and expecting it to happen, but it would be wonderful even if we just did something for the fans, like a special or something. I hope we can do it before any of us kick the bucket.
Creed Bratton. I don't think you're going to be able to get everybody together. A Christmas special would be the thing, wouldn't it? That would be so much fun. It would be really monumental. We would have so much fun to get to do that. You know, I'm on board to do something like that.
Oscar Nunez. Maybe we can do it once a year for a Christmas special. I don't know, though. There'd be so much pressure on us if we did that once a year. And they can't afford that. There's 9 seasons of the show. People watch it over and over again. They finish watching a season, then they go right back again and they watch it like 5, 6, 7 times, over and over. There it is. We don't need to do new ones. People keep asking, but it's not going to happen, I think.
Robert Schaefer. What I read was that they would get some of the old cast and some new people. So half new and half old. I would desperately want to be part of it. I know that John Krasinski said that he would be part of it, which is a stunner, because he's playing Jack Ryan now, and also he had that huge movie, A Quiet Place.
John Krasinski. It's hard to say I would never do that again, because there will always be a part of me that feels the people on that show are my family, so I'd always want to hang out with my family again. I always admired that the British show and other British TV shows do like a Christmas special, so maybe there's always something like that where we can all get together. I'm sure everybody's really busy and it would be hard to put us all together for an actual reboot of the show, but certainly like a Christmas special or something would be amazing. Truth is, I've never gotten a call about it, so I can't tell if it's just a rumor or they don't want me on the show. I don't know. I haven't heard one thing.
Jenna Fisher. I'm not going to comment on it. I have nothing to offer. Sorry.
Andy Buckley. Would I go back? Is that a trick question? Of course.
Ed Helms. I would just say I'm open-minded about anything, but it's hard to say without knowing what it might be. Who knows?
Angela Kinsey. I'm a fan of the show. I actually find it really funny, and just as a fan of the show, not even as someone who acted in it, I would love to see where these characters are right now. I would love some kind of reunion and to see where they're at. I think that would be so much fun. But it would have to be done the right way, because what you don't want to do is mess with this great legacy. I feel like when we left, we wrapped everything up so beautifully, and it would have to be done right. And I think Greg Daniels would know how to do that. I would trust him to know how to do that. But of course, I would love to see where everyone is. So I say why not? But do it smart, do it justice, and sign me up. No one has called any one of us, but hit me up. Kim Ferry. I know John had said something about doing a 2-hour special, that he would be up to it. Rumors started circulating, and when I heard about it, the first thing I did was email Greg Daniels. And I said, if this goes, I'm on it. You don't have a choice. But is this even a possibility? What are your thoughts? He wrote back, actually, pretty quickly, and was like, I don't know if I could do that. NBC wants it. He made that clear, but he said, I don't know if it should be revisited. But you know what? I'm willing to think about it. I'm thinking about it. I just don't know. He seems very torn on it. Does he want to do it again or not? I don't know. I said, well, if that ever happens, you know where I am. And he's like, absolutely. You'd be on it. I would love to do a 2-hour special. I think everybody would.
Amy Ryan. I would join the party for sure, but I would be surprised if it came back. Just because it's such a large group and everybody is so busy. I don't know how you coordinate that schedule. And it's different for me stepping back in. But I wonder how many people might have been like, you know what? 10 years is enough of playing that character. And you really want to start exercising other muscles as an actor. Even though it was fun and joyous and a positive thing. I don't know. I just feel like there's so much else to try to do and approach in this world. A special could be interesting, though. Maybe we all go on the Love Boat or something. Fantasy Island. That would be amazing.
Warren Lieberstein. I don't necessarily think it's a bad idea. I think the way to do it would be to see if you can get one or two of the old cast and have them transfer to a new branch and do the new branch. Or do an office that's not paper, that's something else in a different part of the country altogether, and just call it the office, but it's following something completely different. Maybe one of the companies that Dunder Mifflin supplies paper to. Just something that's different altogether. But I don't think the way to do it would be to jump back into Scranton. That would be just too weird for people, I think. I wouldn't want to see that old office building again. It's like your parents have sold the house and a construction company came in and tore it down. And they rebuilt something new. You just can't go back.
Owen Ellickson. I am as rebooted out as most people, but that doesn't mean that it couldn't work. I think that if I were sort of king of TV, I would say, let's let this one lie. I like it the way it is. But to say The Office shouldn't be rebooted is just to build a sandcastle an inch from the water. It's coming.
Jen Salata. I think it would have to be exactly the right idea, but I think it could work. The Office was the best show I've ever worked on. Going to the show similar to how it existed, I wouldn't want to touch that. I don't have any interest / think it should be done. But if there's a take on it that's just inventive and interesting, where it opens up a world of new stories in a different way, I could see that. Because, I don't know, man, I miss working with those writers and I miss working with those actors. That was just incredible.
Ben Silverman. I think there will be a moment to continue what The Office did. It's got so many characters and so many worlds. The style is so unique and there are all these clones. Why not clone ourselves? You could seed a couple characters from the old show into the new one. Many of them would come back.
J.J. Abrams. I can't imagine that this is not a discussion that someone is having somewhere right this second.
Allison Jones. It's a bad idea, in my opinion. I mean, my theory is everything is all in the execution, but I think if it were a 100% new version of The Office, who knows? Maybe that could work. But doing a reboot seems to me like it could do more harm than good. It's like getting married to the same guy twice. You don't want to do that.
Halstead Sullivan. I would love for it to come back. Would it come back in its current iteration? I don't think so. And look at Will and Grace. The ratings aren't that great right now, even though it was the talk of Hollywood. So, if it came back, I would want it to come back in the right way. Do I know what that way is? Absolutely not. Do I think that if anyone could do it, it would be Greg? Yes. Absolutely.
Brent Forrester. This isn't just a rumor on the outside from fans. It's absolutely being talked about by NBC. I think if Greg wanted to do a reboot, of course they would do it in a second. But the only reason Greg hasn't is it's just because creators have only so much bandwidth, and he's doing other stuff.
Justin Spitzer. I think it could come back from a creative standpoint and from an Is America Ready and Receptive standpoint. I don't know from a behind-the-scenes standpoint. I don't know what those discussions have been, how much of it is true, how much of it is rumors. I ran into Rain a little while ago. I was like, what's going on? He's like, you tell me. No one's talked to me about it. But I think it could come back.
Kelly Cantley. I was working with Greg on a pilot when the reboot rumors started. I think the reboot rumors started online at about 4 p.m., and by the time I got to my car, I think I had 85 messages from crew going, have you heard anything about this? So the next day I walked in and said, hey, Greg, guess what's all over the internet? He goes, what? I go, Office reboot. He goes, no, I don't know where that came from.
Clark Duke. I would not advise doing it without Greg. I mean, to me, the show's sensibility is Greg's sensibility. Mark Prooksch. If Greg's involved, I think they could do it. I don't know what that scenario would be or if any of the cast would be involved in any way. I know someone had brought up that they might do it completely new, and that could certainly work. In fact, that almost interests me more, if it's a completely new cast somewhere as opposed to bringing some people back. But I don't know if that's what the audience would want. I think the audience would want to see certain people back. If anyone can do it, I think Greg could do it. Whether you'd be able to get some of the cast would be another story.
Danny Chun. I guess it depends on what you mean by reboot. On first blush, it does smack of learning the wrong lesson from the success of the show. What does it mean to reboot it if it's not the same caliber of comedic actors? If it's not necessarily the same person running the writer's room? I don't really know what that means if you're just taking the title and the concept. I don't think that's really the essence of what made The Office so good.
Terry Weinberg. In truth, I hope it doesn't come back. I mean, I hope it is what it was, and we get to just live with the beautiful memory of it. I'm sure you got a lot of other opinions, but my heart says it's one of the most incredible experiences of my producorial life, and I'll never forget it. And it made me the producer I am, and I still am today. It makes me want to continue to be a producer and tell stories about people. But I don't know. To me, it was such a special thing. And when you get hit by lightning, you just want to get hit once by that thing.
Rob Sheffield. Clearly, it would be a mistake to reboot it. But on the other hand, it was a mistake to do it in the first place. The whole premise of this show was a really stupid idea. And I remember there was a point around the third or fourth season where you started to hear people say, it's so weird that this is better than the UK one. And when people first started to say that, it seemed so shocking and counterintuitive. And it stayed that way for a long time. By 2009, when people were making their best of the 2000s TV lists, it was really weird that people had to specify the US one. It's historically unprecedented and unique in a way that the UK one wasn't. So, I would say a reboot is clearly the wrong idea, but doing the show in the first place was clearly the wrong idea, and I was delighted to be proved wrong then. Alan Sepinwall. They could do it, but I don't think it's a good idea unless you have a great creative team involved. Just saying, let's do another Office in and of itself does not excite me. If a really good creator with a good cast comes in and says, I want to do another mockumentary set in an office, you could easily do that. But it doesn't need a Michael, it doesn't need a Jim, it doesn't need a Pam. It just needs the setting and whatever idea you have that you want to do with it.
Ricky Gervais. They talked to me about bringing it back. I went, yeah, whatever. It doesn't affect me. It doesn't touch me. I used a really poor metaphor at the time. I said, it's like I've donated my DNA, but I don't want to bring up the kid. Stephen Merchant. At some point, it goes beyond you. We used to talk about it like it's Frankenstein's monster. You've created it, but then it just has to go off and rampage across the countryside on its own, because you can't kind of control it anymore. Ricky Gervais. I still think that everything about it is arbitrary, except Brent wanting to be famous. That's essential. You can change everything else, but you can't not make this buffoon want to be famous and loved, with love being more important, and fame his weird way of getting there. Without that, the show is nothing.